All right, 7:40 on this Monday morning. That's time for our Made in Michigan Monday. Every Monday morning at this time, we highlight a Michigan product or a company or an organization. And I ran across this past week. Said, man, we've got to have this Michigan bucket list on our Made in Michigan Monday. This is put out by Awesome Mitten, and it is the Michigan bucket list. Joining us right now from Awesome Mitten is Leah Hefner. Leah, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. So glad to be here. Thanks for letting me talk about Awesome Mitten and my awesome list.
I have already done one of the things on the bucket list today. We had a beautiful sunrise over here in Port Huron that I got to look at.
Congratulations. You have one mark off the list. You nailed it. You're doing it.
How about that? I want to talk about the list, but first I want to talk about Awesome Mitten. Tell us what it is that you folks do.
Sure. Awesome Mitten is dedicated to helping people fall more in love with Michigan. And so we do that through creating really quality content that makes it really easy for you to get out and explore. Maybe you want to explore new restaurants in an area, new things to do. You're looking for something to do with the family, to beef out your vacation. Any of those things you should be able to find on awesomemitten.com. And then we just want you to fall more in love with Michigan. So we highlight Michigan products, too. We obviously do lots of places and experiences. And so, we are falling more in love with Michigan creating it. So we know people are falling more in love with Michigan doing it. And we're excited about that.
What is it about Michigan? And I guess other people probably, you know, like the states that they live in. I know Texas people are all about Texas pride. And I can think of a few other states. But there's just something special about being from Michigan, isn't there?
There really is. And, you know, can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. We've lived in other states, and we are so impressed by how much Michiganders love Michigan. Like, it's like no other place we've lived before.
Yeah.
And we're like, that is something special and unique. And people, it's infectious. It's not just Michigan people who love Michigan. It's people from surrounding areas. It's like, man, I want to go to Michigan. I want to experience that, too. There's nothing like it. There's no other state, I think, that combines all of the really cool experiences that we get to have in Michigan. And then the people just really are the icing on the cake. And so Michigan is just a great place to have roots and wings at the same time, to put your roots down and settle here, but also have wings and explore all the way around.
I love this bucket list because this is the kind of conversation that I think everybody has had at one time or another. They're sitting around talking about things they like to do in Michigan and kind of putting together their own bucket list. But this one is pretty comprehensive, Leah.
Yeah, so our goal was to hit each of the counties across Michigan and was to find at least one hidden gem in every single county. We know that there's bucket lists. A bucket list isn't a new idea. You're going to find things that maybe you see often or you've done before, and we wanted it to feel like here is maybe up to 100 pretty new things or things that you haven't tried before. Not saying that no one's done any of these. Obviously, you already did one this morning, but to say, like, oh, when I think of Port Huron, or I live in Jackson, when I think of Jackson, it's maybe not the first thing that comes to mind. Maybe it's farther down the list, and it gives you a chance to explore something that maybe you wouldn't do otherwise.
Is there one thing on the bucket list, Leah, that's your absolute favorite Michigan thing to see or do?
Oh, gosh. I wasn't ready for that question.
I know it's a hard one.
Oh, that's so good. No, there's not one. There's we're planning our summer vacation around like 30 of these.
Yeah,
so there's
wow.
30 that I really want to do. There's a lot of stuff that is really family friendly, which was really important to us. There's a lot of stuff that is outdoors, which I think Michigan is made for outdoors. And then there's just some really, really unique things. And so taking a mix of all of those, I'm really excited to do them. And get out and experience them. And I, like, even with my kids, my plan is to do the ones that are close to our house. Just, hey, it's a Thursday. Let's go do one of these things on the list. It's going to be fun. So it makes it either vacation level or, like, Monday morning level, going out
yeah.
and watching a sunrise.
Well, I think that's one of those things that we kind of forget sometimes is that, oh, we can drive, you know, less than an hour from our house and do something pretty amazing that we've never done before.
We have an incredible backyard. Michigan is an incredible backyard, and we get the opportunity to go out and interact with it in all sorts of really cool ways. And so, it's really easy to do that. It's as easy as sometimes walking out of your house in the morning. It's sometimes easiest packing a lunch and going on a little bit of a drive or bike ride. There's some really cool bike trails on the list. There's some tasting things where you don't have to pack a lunch, the like food's included in it. There's going to farms and picking up produce or flowers. And so there's, I mean, really, you could plan almost nothing because each of them comes with a day trip itinerary with it. You could like literally pull up in the morning and be like, hey, I want to go to Frankenmuth this morning. Click. Okay, I'm done. I can just print this out and I can go. Or you can say, okay, we're going to already be at our lake cottage. We're going to already be up north. Let's look through and see what we might want to do when we're on our little getaway. And so it's, our goal was to make it so accessible no matter which direction you wanted to use it. Because again, we just want people to fall more in love with Michigan. So
we are talking about the Awesome Mitten Michigan Bucket List with Leah Hefner from Awesome Mitten. It's awesomemitten.com is the website. Tell us all the ways that we can interact, though, using this list, other than just visiting the list and checking things off of it. You've got social media stuff. You've got a giveaway. Tell us about all that.
Sure, absolutely. So you can find Awesome Mitten, like you said, at awesomemitten.com. You can find the complete list at awesomemitten.com/list. We have it broken down by section. We broke Michigan into 9 parts, so it's easier to find. You're not just hoping that you find something near you. It'll actually break it down by where you're going to be at. We also break it down by types of activities, family-friendly, outdoor, arts, historical, cultural, that sort of thing. You can find all of that at on our website as well. If you search for My Awesome List, that's My as in like Michigan, you'll be able to find all of this stuff. And then, of course, we're on Facebook and on Instagram at Awesome Mitten. We'll be participating in the bucket list right along with you. So you can find highlights from different regions or from different types of activities. We'll have people popping into the stories on Instagram as they do the activities. Like I said, on the website, you can actually go and print them off. It's the only, you can sign up and get print off the full itineraries. That's the best way to do that if you're a printing off kind of person. And then if you sign up too, we're doing, right now we have a sticker giveaway on Facebook and on Instagram. We have some really cool Michigan stickers. We work with some really great designers to come up with what we think is really unique Michigan stickers for, like, if you're, you know, put them on your stainless steel cup or on your clipboard or on your, even on your car. We have one for your car that you can actually fill in as you take these adventures this summer. That's going on Facebook and Instagram right now until tomorrow, actually. And then we have t-shirts. We did a big t-shirt giveaway already. We'll be doing a couple more throughout the summer. Our partners have joined us for some giveaways. It's going to be really, it is a summer-long party that we are throwing at Awesome Mitten, and we are excited. We're excited to be a part of the party. We're excited for people to come to the party, and, like, it's, in my mind, it's, like, the best kind of party because I can wear whatever I want because I get to do it when I'm at my own house or in my own car. So, like, there's no dress code. Like, wear your bathing suit, wear your cutoff jeans, like, wear whatever you summer
you
in and go and have a party. It's going to be great.
And
obviously, you're awesome in t-shirt. Yeah, wear that, too.
Well, we're definitely ready for this. I feel like last summer, you know, yeah, we ventured out a little bit, but not nearly to the extent that I think people are ready to go out and explore the Mitten this year.
And you know what, that was for us was the big pull for doing this is last summer, everyone was home. Maybe you went out a little bit, but I think though at the same time, you became more appreciative of your own home.
Yeah.
People were sitting inside looking at their 4 walls in their backyard, in their neighborhood. And we kind of fell more in love with where we live on a very micro level. And now we're like, okay, but now I have such a more appreciation for my neighbors, whether that's the neighbors across the street or the neighbors a couple hours away. And so we were like, this is such a great opportunity for us to really mine these hidden gems out and to say, okay, let's get out and explore and just really invest in our state just by being there, just by showing up, by taking a couple pictures, by doing something we haven't done before is really just gonna, is what I think the breath of fresh air that we are, have been looking for in some ways.
No doubt. Yeah. Well, Leah, thanks for the list. Thanks for putting it together. And I think a lot of people are going to have a lot of fun with this summer.
That is truly my hope, Paul. Thanks so much for letting me come on and talk about it this morning.
Have an awesome summer.
Hey, you have an awesome summer. I love saying the word awesome now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.